Cooper. 8 metres out now, the Bulls hold them. This is worrying. Early pressure from the Wolves to the far side. And that's as easy as you like, really, isn't it? Ben Westwood offloads it quick, dive through the space. First try of the afternoon. We knew it was coming. We're just hoping it wouldn't come so quickly. The Warrington Wolves open the scoring. Warrington were in there like lightning.
Welcome to the top of Super League. And that's what you get, pace, power and class. And that's what the Bradford Bulls actually face. And it's not good for the Bradford Bulls. It's the Bradford Bulls going down with 3 4 minutes gone in this first half. The Wolves 4, the Bulls 0.
Scored by Simon Griggs, who dived through the gap. Kick through from Chris Hill. And there is downward force. And there is another try. It's Ben Curry with it. Kick through from Waterhouse. Curry picks it up. The Bulls just sleeping at the back, not being able to get there. And again, just a bit more sharpness in the running from the Warrington Wolves.
The Curry faster, the slicker, the quicker. And that's a taste of Curry there for you, because that's a try to Ben Curry. And that makes it now the Wolves 8, the Bulls 0.
Gale, dummy to Whitehead, give it to Kearney. Patel, try for the Bradford Bulls. And that actually does tell the pressure the Bulls have put on. Finally comes to fruition with a try. And it was left to right to left, then back left to right again. And it's Adrian Patel, recently back in this squad. And those Bulls fans now have something to sing about.
Well, rather unsportingly, the Warrington Wolves fans booed the Bradford Bulls there for Scotland. It was a fabulous try. It was a dummy by Gale. He held the ball. He shot it to the Warrington players. They bought his dummy. He flicked it out to the right-hand side. Patel shot over, touched the ball down 15 metres to the right-hand side of the post. Fabulous try to Patel. It's now Warrington Wolves 10, the Bradford Bulls 4.
Hodgson's got players left and right. Fabulous. Oh, that's a great offload to Riley. He's in at the corner. Has he dropped it on his way through, though? They're celebrating like he's got the try. The referee does give it. And that third try of the afternoon to the Warrington Wolves goes to Chris Riley. And just up the pace in terms of running. Found Riley in space. And of course, as much as the Bradford Bulls huffed and puffed, blustered across, they weren't going to get there in time for him to reach the corner.
Well, there's one thing you don't want 2 minutes before half-time. That's your approach to score. And that's exactly what the Wolves have done. It's the Wolves now 14, the Bradford Bulls 4. A great try to Chris Riley.
Glenn Riley's off. Tell you who's on in a second as the kick comes to the corner. It's going towards Monaghan, who's gone in there and got the touchdown, apparently, according to these supporters. Joel Monaghan caught it. It was a crossfield kick to the corner. And I think Joel Monaghan has got it. The try is given by the referee. And more misery for the Bradford Bulls. They were probing down that left side. What a kick across field. Joel Monaghan rose highest and quickest and capitalises with the try.
More war for the Bradford Bulls. They fall further behind now, JP. It's the Warrington Wolves 18, the Bradford Bulls 4.
Just short, 5 metres or so out. Higham again, back in field. Yeah. And that's Hill with the try for Warrington.
That's it now. That's game center match, isn't it?
And he's pumped the ball into those Bulls supporters. They won't like that. But 9 minutes from time, just short the line. They played it to the right and Hill picked it up. A massive space opened up and the Bulls concede another try. It's a decent one, in all honesty, from Chris Hill. But the game, I think, realistically, has been long gone.
It has. I don't think the Bradford Bulls are ever going to win this game today. They just cannot breach this really strong Warrington defence. But it's the Warrington Wolves now 22, the Bradford Bulls 4. They're trying to Chris Hill, 71 minutes gone, and they won't miss this conversion because it's right bang in front of the post.
Offloads again to Waterhouse. Waterhouse back into Richie Myler. Atkins back to Myler again. This could be painful. Back to Atkins. So much room. Another try for Warrington. And that is one for Ryan Atkins. And exactly what you said might happen is now coming to fruition.
Well,
Atkins with the try.
Misery for the Bradford Bulls, because that's further ahead the Warrington Wolves go. It's the Warrington Wolves now 28, the Bradford Bulls 4. This is becoming a bit of a drubbing and a bit embarrassing for the Bradford Bulls.
Hill. And now to Ratchford. Ratchford to number 15, who'll drive past Sammet. And another easy try, just handed off Sammet as he drove on the way through there. And it's Simon Griggs with what will hopefully be the final try. And again, it's all down to the quick hands, the fast and furious pace that Warrington can dictate in these tricky conditions. The rain's gone and they can express themselves again. And that's exactly what Simon Griggs did there, Robbo.
Well, Griggs rubbing salt into Wolves right in the dying minutes of the game. A try by him, making it the Warrington Wolves 32. The Bradford Bulls 4, and that's not what the doctor ordered at all.
And Higham and Hill are just chatting to each other there. They both look shattered. Whatever we feel about this win for Warrington, there goes the hooter, and it's kicked into touch. It's been an impressive performance, energy sapping for both players in the conditions. And that is the end of proceedings here at the Halliwell Jones. The Bulls comfortably beaten by once the rain stopped, a blistering second half, Warrington Wolves, and it's finished here over in Lancashire. Wolves 32, the Bulls 4.